This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
It's Drag Race, and you're listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Recap Drag Race podcast on the whole internet. Thank you so much for listening. I am so excited to talk about Drag Race and the bigger zeitgeist. That's right. We use big words here because we're so fucking smart. And I have the smartest person in the world with me today. She is the love of my life. She's my roommate.
Woo!
She's a genius. Yeah, she knows astrophysics.
Love astrophysics.
And the common and complicated concept known as the panopticon.
Oh.
She could go on for days.
I could go on for days about the panopticon.
You could go on for Betsy Sodaro.
Hello, Mano.
Hi, Bea.
Thank you so much for having
Thanks
me.
Thanks for being here.
I'm always so excited to be here.
I know. You're a fave.
Thank you.
You're a fave of our listeners. You're the best. You have an interesting, very just like, I don't know, I'm curious. Your opinions on the Drag Race, I feel like, are unique and exciting.
Really?
I think so.
You serious?
I'm serious.
You serious, Mo?
I'm so serious.
Okay, like you thank you.
You love a lot of stuff, but you call bullshit on stuff, too.
I will call bullshit.
Yeah, and this episode is no
Full
different.
Full of bullshit.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, yeah, we gotta get right to it. What a week for Drag Race.
Jesus Christ. It's actually terrible.
Oh my God.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
It ruins everyone's fun. We just want to watch the damn season.
Yeah.
And now we have to stop and think about this monster.
Who's getting a lot of camera time.
Who is so in the episode. And as, you know, we'll talk about later, gets to the top two of this episode.
And you're just like, shouldn't have.
And shouldn't have. You're just like, no, bitch. No.
Should have been Jan.
This is the first time since Tyra Sanchez when we're just watching an enemy win. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's tough.
Tyra is so mean.
She's, if nothing else, mean.
She was
mean.
She's so mean and still mean.
She's like trying to turn over a new leaf, but arguably still mean.
I hope it's true, but
meanie. She was mean to you.
mean lady.
She was mean to you. You were in an elevator with her, and she was like, and you asked, could you hit floor 7?
Yeah.
And she said.
And she said, she bashed my face into the panel.
And she said, why are you talking?
Like, yeah, why are you talking? You'll go to floor heaven. And she tried to kill me in an elevator.
And you didn't even report it.
Nah. Everybody's going through something.
Everyone's going through something. Well, this is interesting to me. I have a couple things we have to talk about Sherry Pie as a whole.
We got to.
I also want to give a shout out to her designer, because her designer, Florence D. Lee on Instagram, posted something being like, oh my God, please know that I've created a lot of amazing fashion and I'm sad that it will now be
tainted.
So tainted. Because she's made some amazing looks for her, including the pie entrance look. Which
that
is
pie entrance look was amazing. Great.
So give credit to Florence D. Lee. Follow her on Instagram. This is going to suck. And this feels like the second coming of Mimi, I'm First.
Big. I got those vibes. Yeah. Immediately.
Like.
Immediately.
Like the omen.
Yeah.
Like Mimi was like the parent
Mimi's
that was
Damien.
Like a little bad.
Yeah. And then Sherry Pie is Damien.
Yeah.
Hell's baby.
Hearty money moose.
Hearty mama noose.
What else I want to say? Yeah, she looks like someone who would commit these crimes.
Well, should we talk about the crimes? Or
we
what?
Should.
I mean,
we
everybody
should.
Probably knows.
Everyone knows who's listening, but in a
just
nutshell.
Just in case.
Yes. In a nutshell.
Sherry Pie would catfish actors.
Mm-hmm.
And portrayed a person in casting
named Allison Mossy.
Mossy. And would have them submit tapes of, like, them doing sexual stuff to themselves.
Potentially for an acting role, which was going to be, like, a sexy, steamy part.
Yes.
Obviously, that is bad.
But what was some of the musicals?
I don't recall.
One was Nightmare Before Christmas, where it's like, hey, man. I don't think Jack Skellington's going to jerk off.
Yeah. Well, in this one.
But maybe it was a sexy Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. In this one, the mayor has two faces and both of them get cum on them.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
I have to also call out that, like, some listeners have told me, like, I weirdly, like a witch, asked for this. Because a couple weeks ago, I was like, ooh, I just, like, without even knowing anything, I was like, ooh, if this season had a disqualification like Willem, that would be so cool.
Whoa, Mono, you're a damn witch.
I'm a damn witch.
I knew it.
And she's my Sherry Pie.
Ooh, she's my Sherry Pie.
Makes me take naked pictures of myself. Sweet Sherry Pie.
Ooh, yeah.
This is going to be a nightmare. And I have to also say, this is proof that the show no longer belongs to Viacom. Like, the internet owns this show now.
What?
I feel like the internet owns RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, it is their property now. Like, so the fact that, like, the whole season can change is, like, it's part of, like, the conversation between the internet and the show has never. It just gets more and more intense.
Yeah.
Now to the point now where it's like the show has no choice but to actively involve the voices of the internet.
Yeah.
Because the fans are so rabid.
Yeah.
It just blows my whole damn mind socks off.
Because in all of this stuff came out right before the episode aired, right? Mm-hmm. So it is kind of, what do you do if you've shot a whole season?
Oh, my God.
I want them to just blur her out entirely.
Me too.
The whole season, just have this blur bubble.
Yes.
Keep all of the all of her interviews and everything, but just blurred out.
Yeah.
And just the sound of, like, every time.
I want there to be a sticker of the progressive lady put over her. And just every time they're like, what do you think, Sherry? She's like, progressive.com, save 15% or in 15 minutes.
That's pretty smart of just put advertising in.
Just put advertising in.
Love it.
Every episode could be this week, Sherry Pie will be played by Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog in theaters everywhere.
I mean, that would be smart.
That would be great.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Kill them. Now, let's talk about the big picture thing. I liked the first cast more than this one.
I did too.
But is that because we the whole time we were just going, ugh.
I think that played a part because it was like anytime Sherry would get screen time, it's just like, no, man.
Yeah.
No. You are bad.
You are bad.
No, and I do think that kind of messed everything up. But I will say, though, for me, like, the first chunk, the first cast, everybody fucking destroyed.
Yes.
And everybody feels so special and unique, which isn't to say that wasn't the case in the second. It just felt more like...
There was a lot of... There was so much going on. There was charisma. There was look queens.
There was uniqueness.
Yeah.
Nerves. There was talent.
Some might say.
Some.
And synergy.
Lots of synergy.
A lot of synergy.
I will, though, also say the rapping was more fun to do.
I think so, too.
I liked the Fosse stuff, but even just the song itself was like, of course the energy is completely different
because
it's so just like, you want to know about me versus like a fun fucking rap.
Yeah. And it's like, if you do that, I feel like you have to go big like some people did. Like Jan did. That's what I was saying.
And Jan destroyed
should have
it.
Been in the top two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's stumble through little
let's
by little.
Let's fucking stumble.
So in the beginning of the episode, the first seven come into the room, you know, obviously just the whole like, and of course the producers are like, oh, can you say we done already, you know, can you write stuff on the mirror and freak the queens out?
Yep. Good.
Good. We like that. We live for that drama.
Love it.
They said they wrote down, we done already done had ours is. Pretty funny.
I liked it. It made me laugh.
Why did ours is make me laugh immediately?
We already done have ours is.
It still makes me laugh.
It's so funny.
Yeah. So then we have an entrance from Rock'em Sakura.
Rock'em Sakura.
What'd you think of the look and the entrance, Betsy?
I liked the look. I will say, I was saying this, I'm kind of over that makeup.
Yeah.
Especially when it's going to be constant, which it feels like it's going to be with Rock'em Sakura.
Yeah.
Whatever. Sakura?
Sakura, yeah.
Sakura. Rock'em Sakura. I'm just over that style of makeup.
You've seen it.
I've seen it.
Yeah, we've done it.
I've seen it.
I'm still open for it because, like, I think she's doing something a little unique with it. And I like that we have someone in the cast who has a unique makeup thing, but I do want to see her do other stuff.
But aren't they gonna get mad at her for that?
Yes, I wanna see her do other stuff too. Like, I wanna see her, you know, do something.
Because, like, it was great in that, like, anime outfit she made where it's like,
that
yeah, that's when to do it.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know. I'm also just over it.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool at first, but now it's like, okay, we've seen it done.
I wonder, because I think it brings up a really good point of, like, have we seen it, or is this cool, I'll be devil's advocate, because it, like, just brings another facet of a drag style now into Drag Race tropes.
Oh, that's true. I never thought of it that way. But I feel everybody else who would try to, or, like, there have been other queens where they're like, well, this is my makeup style. And they're like, fucking stop it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, why not with this? But I guess maybe it is now a look.
Well, the judges are maniacs.
True.
And we're going to talk in this episode. They're full maniacs.
True.
Because, okay. They really contradict themselves and they're crazy. So, I mean.
But I like, I liked it. I'm just kind of over that makeup.
That's fair.
And that's just me, man.
Her padding's good. I liked it. And she came in the room with a lot, but I thought she made me laugh for some reason immediately.
I laughed too.
She quotes, she brings The Shining into Drag Race.
And hey, man, that's always good.
That's always good.
What did she say about The Shining?
She says, like, all work and no play. Make Rock'em Sakura a crazy bitch.
Yeah, that
pretty
is
good.
Funny. That's
she
funny.
Loves to roll on the floor like Homer Simpson style.
True.
She does that
and
a lot.
She does fart jokes.
Holy moly. Yeah, she goes a little far on that in this episode.
Yeah.
She does a lot of that. And next we have Dahlia Sin coming into the workroom.
Hot.
She's hot. She wears this denim acid wash fantasy.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
It's very puss.
Very puss.
It's stunning. It's stunning. It's tattered. It's bejeweled. She looks bangy and beautiful.
Yeah.
Some might say she's a hot boy.
Very much so.
Yeah, I would say so.
Hot boy, hot girl.
Hot boy, which is all over this cast.
Yes.
It's
yes,
so
lots
interesting.
Of, yeah.
Yeah, she could go either way for me. I like that she's chill. She made me laugh a couple times.
I was getting Adore vibes.
Okay, now
just
that's good.
From, their energy, like mm-hmm. in the interview of just mm-hmm. kind of like, I don't really give a shit, but yes, I do, and here's a joke.
Yeah.
Like, I was getting a little bit of Adore vibes from her.
Yeah, I think she'll come around. There was a few times where she also gave me, like, ultra detachment in a way that I did not like.
Yes.
She was giving me some Candy Ho detachment. I famously come for Candy Ho too much on this podcast. But she just, I don't want to see that emotional detachment. I think
yeah.
it's so much more interesting to be emotionally available, and everyone knows the judges are going to say it to you anyways. So.
And I think she's going to have a big moment.
She's going to have a moment.
I think she's going to have a big breakthrough moment.
She is. I didn't like, because she comes in the workroom and then like Rockham's like, oh, my name's Rockham Sakura. And she's like, oh, what? I don't like that.
I do not. We've talked about this.
Yes.
That drives me nuts.
Yes.
When, because it happens to me where
happens
I'll see
me.
Someone like I fucking know mm-hmm. or kind of know. And I'm like, hey, good to see you. And they're just kind of like, whoa, that's a lot of energy. And you're like, what the fuck man?
Fuck you.
I wanted to say hi.
Yeah. I'm
like
being,
I've gotten that.
Me too.
A bit. And it's just like, oh, then fuck you.
Yeah. I can give you nothing.
Yeah. I'll
watch.
Absolutely give
cree,
you
cree.
Nothing.
Cree, cree.
Is that cricket?
That's crickets.
Cree, cree. Cree.
That's cree, cree. That's what, how would you, what, how would, if you had to do crickets? How are oo?
How are oo?
That's.
Yeah, that bums me out when people.
So annoying.
Are just like, whoa. And it's like, wait, what do you want? Do you want somebody to be like, oh, you're here?
Yeah.
What?
And also over names, which is like all names are crazy. Drag names especially, but every name in the English language is just letters mushed together.
Yeah.
And obviously I hear it a lot when I say, hi, my name is Mono. People are like, oh, it is. Oh, my, it is.
I say that every time. Whenever
I
hear
I
Mono,
hate it.
I'm like, yeah, yeah, I like the disease.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I I stomp off to my room and slam the door every time
yeah.
you do it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I hate it. But it is just like, yeah, man, every name's made up, especially drag names. Don't be like,
yeah.
Whoa, you have a crazy drag name?
Yeah, because what's her name? Delilah Sun?
Yes. Dahlia Sin.
Dahlia Sin. Whoa, I was kind of close. Ooh, I just pulled up my mom big time. Like, what is it, the Samsons you're watching?
Samsonite. I was way,
way off.
And next we have.
Okay.
Sherry Pie.
Let's not.
Let me talk about the look since she didn't design it. The look is great.
Yeah.
It's an award-winning pie. It's a conceptualized winning pie from some like county fair.
Great.
Unbelievably gorgeous look.
Really great look.
She comes in. She gives her confession, immediately confirms all of our worst fears.
Yeah. She sucks.
Jan Spore!
Yeah! I love Jan.
Jan Spore comes in the room.
Only known as Jan, though, Mono.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I just got a cease and desist letter from Viacom.
Yeah, and it came from out of a little backpack.
Yeah.
A little Jan Spore backpack showed
up. Which is cruel.
Yeah, it's a good backpack.
That's ironic. And
Jan, cool. I love Jan.
Jan's amazing. She comes in this purple mermaid sequin kind of sport tube dress and a jacket and a backpack. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really good. Look at that. She quotes Fergie, apparently.
I like it. Yeah, quotes Fergie and then has to say, like, what a funny...
Clarify.
What
then.
A funny lots of steps to say what your thing meant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, well, it's just Fergie said, let's
yeah,
play
where it's
basketball.
Like, okay, and let's play basketball. Where it's like, yeah, great, you're a sporty
right
queen. And then to be like, well, it's because Fergie said it.
Yeah.
Like, all right. But I love Jan.
As we know, she's done her homework. And I bet she was like, I gotta think of the entrance.
Absolutely.
Line. But I gotta do it. I can't do too much.
Wait, what would your entrance line be?
Just
have
period?
We talked about this?
Probably, but I think it's always fun. Maybe if I did a season 12 one, or did I just do anything?
What? Just you're on a season.
If I was on
this
a season.
This is your entrance.
I've done something on a past episode, but I think I would be like, I already told you, girls, I'm here for one reason. I'm lost.
I like that, Mono.
Just do something and just
I love that.
Something stupid.
That's very good.
Yeah, something like that.
I like that a lot.
Or just do a pun that doesn't work. What would you do?
I don't, I'm Foxy Cleopatra, and I'm a whole lot of women.
Fasha.
Fasha. Fasha. Stop me from eating my skin.
I cannot.
What? Austin Powers, 3 gold member, guys. Hey.
Gold member, everyone's favorite. Yeah, Jan's amazing. She can sing.
Yeah.
She's exciting. I mean, and she gives you new silhouettes throughout the whole fucking episode.
And like, she could be unbelievably annoying, but she's not, because it's so genuine.
Yes.
Her love of the show, like, so far.
It's so far, genuine, like, angel.
So far, not, but I could see if it was a whole, like, a different, I guess, of course, personality, where it's just like, shut the fuck up, but not, like, there's
such a genuine heart.
Yeah.
She's like fucking Sword in the Stone. Like, if she goes and like reaches for the drag crown, it will not yield. It will not be stuck to the podium. It will easily lift.
Yeah.
And I feel like she was punished for it.
I think she got a little heat where they're like, wow, she's pretty intense. Where it's like, who cares?
Yeah. Because in the same, I mean, and we'll talk about it, but in the critiques, I might as well talk about it. Like, they literally almost back to back, they say to Dahlia, like, yeah, you look, this is drag and nothing subtle. So go for it. And then to Jan, seconds later, they're like, I just feel like you gave a lot. And I want you to simplify. I want you to pare it down. And I want you to just be you. Or it's like, what do you want?
That's what
you just said.
She did.
That's what she did. She gave you.
And she gave fucking energy.
Yeah. And she was loyal to her brand. Okay.
Yeah. I was pretty upset with that. Of just like, come on.
Classic contradictions from the judges panel.
Classic.
Next, we have Jada Essence Hall.
Beautiful.
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 What a stunter.
Love that look.
Good
yes.
God.
Very, very stunning.
She's a seamstress. She's a pageant girl. She believes in female impersonation. She's amazing. She's an immediate favorite. She just looks great.
She looks incredible.
And she also has a real genuine energy to her. I love when she's stupid moments where she's just like, let me sing. Like, oh, you can sing, me too.
Yeah. Like, that was a really fun moment of lip syncing Jan's voice. Yeah, she seems, I mean, there were those moments of when they were choreographing.
Oh, yeah.
Where it is just like, chill out, but also, all right.
Like, you were being a little bit of an asshole.
Yeah.
To quote Derek Barry. Yeah, that was you being a bitch.
DB.
DB. Betsy's favorite. Next, we Aiden Zane coming in the workroom.
Aiden Zane, a spooky queen.
Spooky dookie. She also kind of looks like a floor lamp from Jonathan Adler, which is an overpriced design company. I don't know. Like, is that a good
a
look?
Floor lamp. A floor lamp.
She, like, it's cool. It's interesting. She's, okay, I feel like we saw this latex thing a couple times.
Yeah, we
and
did.
We saw her black panty a couple times in this episode.
And we saw that wig.
You're right.
A bunch.
We did.
Which kind of bummed me out.
Yeah.
Because it's a cool looking wig. I thought it was great for the Fosse.
Mm-hmm.
But it was both of her looks. Fall and Spring had that wig.
Yes.
Where it is just like, hey, man.
Hey, man. I get it, though. They have to give 5 looks on the opening.
Yeah.
But look, because we're judging, we have to be fair, and we have to say...
All the other queens did it.
The other queens did it and gave us new shit. out of drag. She looks like my public school bus driver from bus 323.
Bus 323.
Mm-hmm,
nice.
Bus 323. Dylan. Oh, God, what was his last name? I think it was Krups.
Krups?
I think his last name was
That's
Krups.
That's a perfect name.
It was a perfect name for a bus driver, Dylan Krups. And he was certainly high. Like, now that I think back on it, we'd be like, hey, what? Please don't run into that. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, oops.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I suppose. Okay. Yeah, Otto as your driver.
Very
man.
Otto. So real.
My name is Otto. I like to get blotto.
Blotto. So now we get the hello, hello, hello from Rue. Only six girls in this half.
Uh-oh.
I was wrong. I thought there would be a seventh girl. I thought we'd get a surprise, and I was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm glad. Keep me on my toes. Rue says, you know, who, it's not about who comes last. It's about who comes the hardest. And we get a cut to Sherry.
Yeah, I know.
No,
I know.
It's
going to be like this. The
whole
entire
season. Jesus
of
Christ.
Because anytime she opens her mouth or looks a certain way, I'm like, you predator. You're thinking something nasty, you predator. Yeah.
That would be good if they made her look like the predator.
Yeah, the predator. Remember the predator drag we saw in Pittsburgh?
And unbelievable.
So
I think
rad.
It was at the Blue Moon, which is like a big home for the House of Haunt.
Yeah.
This amazing predator drag moment paired
with Valentina's Please Remove Your Mask. It was incredible.
It was
really exciting.
Unreal.
Okay, sorry.
So Rue comes in the room. Don't be sorry. I want to talk about predator drag all the time.
All the time.
Rue enters with her look, like the headscarf thing.
Oh,
she
big
looks
hat.
Like a gay safari tour leader.
Yes.
But one that's like on their deathbed. I don't know. She looks very signature. She looks wild. Did you like Rue's first look?
I like the suit.
Yeah, the suit's cool. Yeah, it's like this white pastel rose thing.
Yeah, I like
rose
that
thing.
Suit a lot.
You like it because it looks like a Golden Girls table spread.
Yes, give me that all day long.
And then they're put to work to give us the spring and fall looks.
Spring and fall looks. And was that the same as last episode, spring and fall?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes, same.
Freddy Krueger, man. Crystal Method.
I know.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger's. 1, 2, fashion's coming for you.
Ooh, 3, 4, fashion's knocking on the door.
5, 6, come on, season 6.
There we go. 7, 8, don't be straight.
9, 10, this is not RuPaul's best friend.
Race. Ooh, that was beautiful.
I think that was really good.
That is really, really good. It took Mono and I 75 hours to write that.
Yeah, I know. It looked seamless.
It looked and sounded seamless, but just so you know,
we stopped a bunch.
We rehearsed. We stopped a bunch. We rented a cabin in the woods and didn't leave it for 75 hours.
I'm so mad because I forgot my glasses there.
And
then
Mono's
we drove there.
Eyes are wild. If you don't have your glasses on, your eyes go nuts.
That's true.
Yeah.
One pops out
and tries to run away.
It's awful. Don't get me started. Fashion. Okay, this was fun. We get this little fashion thing. They do this fun runner thing where there's like people playing characters they are not.
Oh, yeah.
We have Andre Leon Talley. Played by that amazing actor from AJ and the Queen. I forget his name, but he's amazing.
Yeah.
Broadway legend. We have Karl Lagerfeld, played by Sonique.
Who's Karl Lagerfeld? Who's that?
He's like
anyways,
a famous fashion person.
Okay.
Anna C, played by Kim Chi.
Yes.
Another famous fashion person.
Yeah, okay.
Zaldi and Raven, they're just being amazing.
It was strange, though, because, like, they didn't let them do anything.
Right.
Like, where it's like, I want to see, like, Kim Chi talk about it.
Right.
Or Sonique in this character.
Yeah,
but
talk
like,
about it.
They didn't get
no
any time. And I guess that's fair, like, with the cut. But It was strange.
It was strange because I would be fun to give him some lines, mm-hmm. just quick lines.
Even if they're like what you wanted to say.
Yeah.
Give them, they came.
Yeah.
Let them say some stuff.
Or like factor their opinion in.
Yeah.
Somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we have Rock'em coming to the runway. What'd you think of this sort of like?
I love this.
This was my favorite of the whole runway.
That she made.
She made.
Herself.
Anime.
Yeah, anime.
Hand painted.
Yeah.
Cape, short, skort, overall thing.
Yeah, it's rad. Big
it's
fun wig.
Cool.
Poofball wig.
It's poofy. It's different. It's really different. It looks great. Yeah. I mean, I was blown away.
I liked it a lot.
I loved it. And then we have Dahlia Sin coming in with
this look.
Neon green and red hair thing.
Very cartoony. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
I fucking loved this look.
She gave me Angelica Pickles is grown up and wants to fuck.
Yes, big time Angelica Pickles wanting to fuck as a grown up.
Yes, I mean,
I loved this look.
This is a special look too because it's somehow both passing female, but it's also crazy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like she looks, I know that's like it's, I guess. She looks somehow like a real fucking model.
Yeah.
But also the hair color and such is like, whoa, that's yeah. drag.
Yeah. Really, really awesome.
Her makeup looked really good here.
Really great.
I wanted it to be better later.
Next.
Boo.
Next.
I actually slowed down the footage as you see Sherry Pie walked down the runway. No, it was weird. Like, I almost missed it. I like slowed down the footage and then I was like noticing like if you look really close. She pulls out a camera. She starts like taking pictures
of
RuPaul.
Oh, God.
And then.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Do you see that?
I see that.
You have to slow it down.
You have to really slow it down. Actually, you have to play it backwards. Every time like Sherry Pie is talking or something, if you play it backwards, you will hear satanic verse.
Speaking of Mate Manimus.
Mate Manimus.
We actually have a clip here. Wow.
Wow. It got hotter in here.
Yeah, it got really hot in here.
Oof.
So this look is not great, though. Let's just be honest. This look is like, it's just not
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I thought both of her runways were not great.
No, which is why I'm like, why did you get to be in the top two?
I don't know.
When all of Jan's looks were killer.
I don't know.
Yeah. The sort of latex
like that doesn't
skin
give
mesh
me
thing.
Spring.
No, not at all.
And also, it's just not even that. I was kind of just like, oh, okay.
She looks like a background character on like an episode of Simpsons.
Yes.
Like a lady from the country club who just says one mean thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was wild. Not good.
No, next.
Next, of course, we have the likes of Mrs. Jan Sports.
Oh.
Jan is amazing.
Which one is this one?
She comes out in this, like, white, pink.
Oh, I like this. The wig is awesome.
The wig is awesome. It has these amazing streaks of color that it's like, I have never seen quite like this before. It's very Sound of Music, which
yes.
they kind of say.
And she, yes, and mentioned sheep. I wish she had a sheep stick. Like
yes.
that big, I wish went full on Little Bo Peep.
I agree. That would have been cunt.
Yeah.
Like to have like a cool sheep herding stick that's like, even like a bright, vibrant hyper color.
Awesome.
Would have been cool.
That would have been awesome.
And then she breaks it.
Yes.
She fucking snaps
over
it.
Over Rue's head.
She breaks it in fucking sequins and glitter pops out.
That would be rad.
That would be cool.
She breaks it, glitter sequins pop out, and then she has a different outfit on. How did she do it? We don't
know. We're not asking for a lot.
We're not, okay?
Okay.
We just, you know, we've seen reveals. Give us something more. Okay,
give us
who's
more.
This?
This is Miss Jada Essence Hall.
I did not like this look at all.
It's not good. No.
It's like a dress with like
see-through lace moments.
But I don't know. It just did it. And truly, I don't know fashion.
No, I don't either.
I wear the same thing
every
like
day.
Like a cartoon character.
Yes, which you are. Which Duncanville.
Watch
every
Duncanville
Sunday.
After Simpsons.
Every fucking Sunday. You better watch Duncanville.
And you'll know what character I am.
Yeah, you will. Absolutely.
But this, like, just, I don't know. I was just like, oof. No.
It was giving me Jasmine Masters clocking out from the gig. Like, it was like, it wasn't, yeah. But the thing was, you know she's a seamstress. You know she made it. I think the details are amazing.
Yeah.
But the big picture isn't that exciting.
Yes, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I get that.
Totally. But she punches her tit.
Oh, this exit with the tit hit.
She punches her tit.
Is so good. When in doubt.
When in doubt.
Hit your tit.
I wonder if it would have looked better with like a cloak, or I wonder if it would have looked, I think just, I wonder what would have looked better. Maybe it's just the material isn't, I honestly think if the material was something totally different, it would have worked.
I think that too, of like a different color also, like, I think
like
that,
something edgier, like
yes.
Black pleather or neon
yes.
Something.
I think that might be what's throwing me off.
Yes, because it's like a Sunday dress.
But with
like
kind of tears like, in it.
Yeah. With like a hookerish haute couture vibe.
Yeah, right? I think that's the thing is like, or then push that further of like, yeah, I'm hunting for eggs and dicks or whatever.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. Okay, yeah. And then we got
Aiden Zane.
Aiden Zane.
Giving you Pikmin realness.
Yes.
Now, if you know what Pikmin is, I've hit the nail on the head.
You have. You showed me a picture
of what Pikmin is, and she looks like a fucking Pikmin trying to get her weird pieces to the ship to get back to her home planet. What do you think
Wait,
she looks
Pikmin
like?
Wait, what's Pikmin from?
It's just a Nintendo
Again?
Game.
Just a Nintendo game.
It's a weird Nintendo game.
Lollipop Guild.
Yes.
Which I didn't say that. Somebody said it when we were watching. It was like, that's exactly what.
She represents the Lollipop Guild.
She represents the Lollipop Guild. The
Lollipop
Guild.
The Lollipop Guild. Yeah. It's not quite good enough. It's simple pieces put together, which, you know, is drag. But
yeah.
When you see what everyone else is giving, it's not as puce.
But I don't hate it.
No, I don't hate it.
Because it's pretty fun. But yeah, yeah.
It's just,
it's giving me spring.
Give me spring. Give her that.
Okay, we got fall now.
Fall.
I like
Rock'em
this look.
Sakura. For me, she won this Minley challenge. Not that they labeled a winner, but I love this. It's a there's koi swimming across her like a pond. She's giving different, totally different silhouette.
Yeah, I like this look. I really like this look a lot. It's really rad.
The colors are soft yet pop.
Giving me kind of like My Fair Lady, but like.
Yes.
Hot.
My Fair Geisha.
My Fair Geisha.
Yeah, this is.
I really like this look.
Stunning.
But see, like, I'm over the makeup.
Yeah. I like this debate because, like, I also have not set my mind on it, but, like, I like the idea of more kinds of girls being welcomed into the Rue dynasty.
I do too.
But you're saying you feel like you've just seen this makeup before.
Yeah, a bunch.
Yeah. That's a fully valid
point. But also, that's fair. But I also think it's that thing of, like, will they make... Because, like, I feel Kimchi did that, but also did it so special and unique and changed it.
She changed
but
it a lot.
Even though, like, still having the big, like, eye things, she still did a lot of really special stuff. Which maybe Rock'em will do that, but right now I'm like, it's just the same thing over and over, and I'm just over that look.
Yeah.
But also that's just me, and I'm not fashion.
No, but you have a valid point of
I'm
view.
Just a fan.
Me too. I just like the conversation.
Yeah.
I like.
But I do like the thing of like, yeah, let's get more.
Yeah.
But you see it with like spooky queens and stuff, them getting destroyed for like, you're doing spooky again.
Right.
But you don't see this of like, okay, you're doing the big
eye
anime
thing.
Thingy.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I think she will. I think she'll get that note.
Yeah.
She has to. It's not fair. If, like, Thorgy gets critiques for her, like, wearing too much eye shadow or eyeliner. Like, I remember Michelle just being like, you make your eyes so dark.
Yes.
They have to be like, they will.
Okay.
I feel like she'll beat them to the punch if she's smart.
Yes, okay.
She'll beat them to the punch, but if not, holy moly.
Okay.
Next, we have Dahlia giving.
Love this look.
Beast!
Big old beast.
Very beast.
I love this look so much.
It's
furry.
Good. I like hated it and then I loved it, which I guess is fashion.
I guess so.
I hated it, but then I was like, no, that's what's
like,
good about
it's
it.
It's giving me like 1960s ski resort.
Ooh.
Let's do a bunch of drugs after we ski all day.
Liz Taylor.
Yeah.
No. Gladiator. Is that a video of her asking? And if they're like,
oh, yes.
They're like, will you get married again?
Yes.
And she's like, she goes, no. Oh, man, it's good.
But, I loved this look.
The hair curls.
Hair curls sticking out.
When you see her remove them later, I'm like, oh, that is so cool how something so hideous can look so cool.
Can look so rad.
Because it just looks like nasty, wet little rat tails.
Yeah.
If you don't
but
see the
looked,
look.
Yeah, in the whole look.
Incredible.
So cool.
So fucking cool. You already, oh, Jesus Christ.
Cherry pie. Oh, I guess she is giving kind of a witch vibe. That's kind of fall.
She's giving Zorro.
It's more Zorro, though.
If, like, Zorro, you know, instead of helping people in need,
really
hurt innocent gay men.
Destroyed people emotionally and really
victimized people and
yeah.
Made them feel unsafe. Jan Sport!
Yay, Jan Sport. Love this look.
Come on.
Love this, like, snaky, alligator-y
ooh
jacket, but then, like, a cool, subtle reveal of, like, an awesome dress underneath. I love this look so much.
I love it so much.
Will
the
you turn
wig.
The brightness up?
Oh, yeah, of course.
The wig is incredible.
The wig is unbelievable.
Love this look.
The wig is Ariana 3.0. It's this leatherish thing is like olive brocade snake skin.
Yeah, crocodile.
Come on, she fucking won this episode.
She won it.
Unbelievable. Next.
Love this look, Jada
Essence Hall.
This look is so fucking cool.
It is cool. She
I wish I could
it.
Dress like that.
I know.
But I
Betsy,
can't.
I would live if you did.
God,
please.
It would be so rad to be able to fucking pull that off.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I want to see you do it. But yeah, it's had these sometimes those fur sleeves can look cheap. And
yeah.
They don't. They look great here to
Everything
me.
Everything looks so great in this.
It looks awesome. I guess I could have a pop of color somewhere, but I love it. It's so tailored.
Yeah. It's really a great look.
She has her legs, her ass, her waist,
yeah,
her tatas.
This was very much like, hey, I know how my body works.
Uh-huh.
Here you go.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Rightful winner
yeah.
of this episode.
Yeah.
Next we have
Spooky.
Aiden Zane.
Aiden Zane.
I like the idea, but I think as I told you when we were watching, I wanted to go further.
Me too.
She should have had a damn turkey on her head.
Thank you.
Because she looks kind of like a Thanksgiving table spread.
Yes. Or like a cornucopia.
Yes, a cornucopia. Or just corn on her wrist.
Corn on the wrist.
Which is canon.
Corn on the wrist.
Hallelujah. And I thank you.
Yes.
If she could have gone further with it, because I do like the little things on her feet.
Yep.
And I'm okay with the smock. I want the smock to be bigger.
I did too. I want it to be like, oh, you are a table.
Yeah.
You are a table ready for Thanksgiving. So what? This look is giving me something but what?
Something?
Like Valley of the, not Valley of the Dolls,
uh-huh.
but kind of that like 60s.
It's giving me Cabaret. I know
we
cover Cabaret, of course, later.
Yes.
Which is probably why she's in this episode. I'm sure someone was like, she's very Cabaret.
Let's put her in
the Fosse episode.
I like it. But yeah, I kind of wanted it to go further of like, yeah, be a fucking center, like Thanksgiving centerpiece.
I did
or the whole meal.
I agree. and then make cranberry sauce squirt out of your tits. We're not asking a lot.
We're not asking for a lot. And make it land on a plate and make them eat it.
Yes.
Make the judges eat your cranberry sauce from your titties. That's all we're asking.
And just saying, look, you came to this competition, so like give it all.
You know what I mean?
Like, give it all.
What you're doing.
I would say like I could have used the cranberry sauce landing on a plate. I was like, one more thing I would have liked to have seen, and I don't think it's asking for too much, mm-hmm. is I think like the cranberry sauce could have landed on the plate and then sort of anthropomorphized into a pilgrim.
Thank you.
With a message
about the true Thanksgiving.
The true Thanksgiving and how we need to honor the indigenous people of America.
Yes.
And that's not asking too much.
You think a pilgrim should say that?
Yeah, I think it should be a pilgrim who says, I'm a criminal.
Oh, good, good, good.
And I don't think that's that hard to do.
Yes. I am a criminal. I love that.
I am a criminal, just like Sherry.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
She's my Sherry pie. Makes me audition with my nuts out.
Sweet Sherry pie.
Oh, boy. This is bad.
We're going to talk about the main challenge.
Yes, we are.
But right after this break, please enjoy a cocktail in the Interior Illusions Lounge. Break. Go away, break.
Get out of here, break.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/dragher. Go! Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back my break.
Break is
and we're
back. From the break. Good break, everyone.
Good break,
shit,
everyone.
Man.
Ooh. Okay, we're back. Let's, we see girls in the boy bodies. Love the boy bodies.
Yes.
Love them. They're cuties.
That's always such a fun part of a new season.
Who's your favorite boy out of this cast? Which boy do you want to cuddle
Delilah's
up with?
Delilah's son?
Yes.
What's their name?
Dahlia Sin.
Dahlia Sin. I'm still getting these
it's
names.
It's new. It's the first episode. Hot.
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 True. Unbelievably hot. I mean, all of that, like.
Yes.
They're all
cuties.
Cuties.
I like Rockum. I like
so Rockum's cute.
A cutie.
Yeah.
He's a thickums, and we love that.
Yeah.
Aiden talks about working at IHOP, and I think it's so cute.
I miss that.
She talks about being a line cook at IHOP.
Oh.
And I like that. I feel like I'm glad that they didn't do anything to be like, plinky donkey dunk. They didn't plinky donkey dunk her. It's like, yeah, I have to work.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
They a little bit earlier, like, oh, you don't perform
they
every week.
They were really like railing her when she first came in. Of like, so what do you do?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm an actor. And then Sherry, of course, is like, so do you have dramatic training? She's like, no.
No.
I hope Aiden goes far.
I do too.
Like,
she needs to clean up some stuff, like her tuck and her padding and her walk. But I like her, and I like she's so great. Like in the musical number, so they're giving this huge Fosse number thing. I like the moments where she's like, everyone's fighting, and I want to cry.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just so cute. So they're given this assignment. Dahlia says she knows who Fosse is, but then she's like, it's a character from Chicago, right?
Yeah. Yep, good.
Real divide in the gay community. If knowing Fosse or not knowing Fosse.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, this is going to divide us. A lot of people are going to be like, you got to know. And like, it's a big part of it, but I would never roast. I would never scream at anyone too much for not knowing it.
No.
It's fine.
It's a specific thing.
It's a thing. It's fun. It's a thing.
It's really fun, but it is like, oh, I want to.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be like. Yeah, like, you could never roast somebody for being like, oh, you've never seen Fiddler on the Roof?
Exactly.
Like, who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? Then Sherry's, of course, like, have you seen Chicago? You dork.
Yeah, I was getting those vibes of like, okay.
Theater kid, man.
Yeah, and hey, man.
And we know them.
A theater kid.
Yes, but we know who, what theater kid she is.
But I know this fucking person. Or she's like, oh, shut up.
She's the one who's like, just so you guys know, when someone says 5 minutes, it's really the code of the theater to say thank you, five.
Yes.
It's really important, everyone. Yeah. And you're just like, okay, like, I got it.
Yeah, I'll say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, five.
Thank you, five.
To be like, I heard how.
To be like, I heard you, so they can get back to their job. And then, okay, so just, okay.
Yeah.
Bonker.
Ooh.
Okay, so
or
Sherry.
Like,
what?
Could not get a part in the show, so is the stage manager.
Oh, don't
just
get me started on stage
you.
Manager. Unreal. And they're like, and hit your mark. And you're like, I'm on my mark. They're like, just hit your mark. I'm like. So Rockum and Sherry actually lead the choreo. They say Fosse's about formation, silhouette, being clear and controlled. Jada's like, hey, maybe we don't need it to be so Fosse. Sherry disagrees. And they try to use the choreo, but they fight a little bit on stage. All that happens.
They kind of waste time. But also, it was great.
Yeah.
It ended up being great.
It did. I was like, I noticed something. I had to slow down the footage, but I noticed something like, and they're all on stage. Sherry, if you slow down the clip where they're choreographing, you can see her logging into Facebook as Allison Mosse.
Oh.
And sending some quick messages to people saying, this is a really big opportunity.
Really big opportunity.
And then she logs off and puts the computer away.
Nah, no.
Did you notice that?
I did not. But I did not. I was also, though, you know.
You were distracted.
I was distracted. I was distracted by my big old boobies.
So they talk about like being like, oh, what do we do? I don't know how to do this. Betsy, what do you do when you're in like a professional situation and you're like, I can't do blank?
I don't ever say that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like, if anything, I'll be like, oof, I've never done this before.
But here we go.
But I'll fucking do my best, especially when it's like, you are on Drag Race. You have to know you're gonna do stuff like this.
Yes. You have to go for it. You can't just be like, I can't do this move.
Oh, I can't do that. Where it's like, what?
Just go for it.
Try it.
I also say this quote a lot, but it's like no one, I feel like just like comedy, like no one watches drag to watch a perfectly trained dancer dance well.
No.
We watch drag to watch an untrained dancer do their damnedest.
Yeah.
We're literally watching you perform gender and sometimes like subvert what we think that gender should be.
Yeah.
So we're not looking for accuracy.
No.
Oh my God.
No.
So they're fighting on the floor.
But it is also like, hey man, you're on this show.
Yeah.
Say yes.
Yeah. Say yes, have fun.
You have to say yes.
It's really not that hard.
No. Come on.
So now we're in the workroom post-drama. Aiden, Aiden was like, I was rehearsing all night and last night every commercial break.
I do love that.
That humanized her for me.
Big time. Like, I'm like, yeah, I would put the song in my head.
During the commercial break.
I'm like, I've done that.
I've done that.
I do that.
You're like, I want to watch Wife Swap, but I...
Gotta watch Wife Swap. I bet Aiden's just having a blast. Like,
I hope so.
Wow. Like, just getting to hang out in a hotel and do drag all day long. Where she's like, I don't have to be at IHOP. This is fucking rad.
I don't have to make those fucking cereal pancakes that are made of actual hot garbage.
Whoa.
They have cereal pancakes. I mean, I'm going to eat them.
Yeah, you got to eat them. I bet they're fucking good.
It's like a Cap'n Crunch one.
Yes, smart.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch one.
Smart.
And a Lucky Charms one.
Oh.
You're not sold. No.
I don't know if I want marshmallows in a thing.
I will say.
I also am not a big pancake.
Lucky Charms gets away with a lot because they look so pretty.
They do. They are fun looking.
They look fantastic.
Yeah.
More than sometimes they taste.
Y'all.
That's a hot take.
Shit, you've heard it here first, guys.
And Rockham has a moment in the workroom where she confesses about her mom. Oh,
being addicted to meth.
And like blaming her for using meth.
That is. Wow. Outrageous.
That was outrageous. It really was touching and emotional. And my God, she is like blast out boohoo crying.
Yeah, she's boohooing.
It was nice to see the girls comfort her.
Yeah.
It was nice to see her talk about that, and they joke about her offensive farts. We got a lot of fart noises in this episode.
Strange, man.
It was a lot of fart. I didn't need that many fart noises at all.
I don't think I need them in this show.
I don't know if I do either.
And I am a fan.
Right.
Farting is funny, but this was just like, what is this?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they're having fun.
They're having a good time.
If they're like, she fucking talks about it all the time. Let's just add some toots.
Yeah, maybe they thought it would be a cyst moment. We're going to have that whole thing that happened in season 11.
Oh, fuck off. That was, I hated it.
That was stupid.
That made me want to stop watching the season.
Yeah, I'm doing bad.
Don't fucking do this.
Don't talk about your fucking cysts. Make a look that works. Then Rockham, Sherry says to Rockham, you need to wear longer shorts. And Rockham shows her ass.
This is gonna be all season long.
Yeah.
Sherry, just everything.
How far do you think she goes?
I think pretty far.
Fuck. I think you're right.
I think pretty far.
Jesus Christ. I wonder, do you think they'll re-edit? I don't think they will. Do you think so? No. That's so much work.
I don't know.
I doubt they'll re-edit.
Yeah.
I bet they wish they made her a villain now.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay, we're at the runway, and Rue gives an amazing look.
I love this look so much.
So good.
I told Mano this. I just wish the wig was blowing a little bit like her skirt.
Yes.
I think that would have been 100% A++++. Yes. Right now it's A++++. What?
It's A plus or A plus? You want, is it A plus plus? You want it to be A plus plus plus?
How's the highest you can go?
I'm going to make your mind blow.
Make my mind blow.
Seven pluses.
Okay. Skirt, if the wig was blowing, A seven pluses.
Mm-hmm.
Since the wig is not blowing, A six pluses.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. I get that. I wanted the shoe to be better. The shoe to me was just like a tiny little strappy thing.
Okay.
Because to me, it's like, this is sickening. Like,
yeah.
The green giant feathers, the gold.
I want a painting of this look.
It's amazing. It's very
truly beautiful.
It's like the future, but it's also disco. There's this, the eye makeup has touches of red, which is like, what?
Like, giving me kind of like cool Wizard of Oz, like Emerald City, Mayor of Emerald City.
Yes, you can maybe see the shoes there a little bit. They're just tiny little straps.
Okay.
Come on.
What would you do?
Feathers.
Big old green feathers?
Maybe gold feathers to tie the look together.
Gold.
Something gold, maybe.
I love gold.
Best Austin Powers.
That is so good.
It's so funny. Yeah, I love that. And we get Tandy Newton and fucking Robin is here.
Robin is so wonderful.
Unbelievable.
Tandy's great, but Robin is just...
I mean, Robin is just such an icon. It's unfair.
Yes, and just a sweetheart.
Oh, such a sweetie. So now we have the You Don't Know Me thing. It feels like they didn't use any of the choreography we saw them do in the challenge.
No.
No. They start in chairs.
Great, smart, very Chicago-y.
Very Chicago-y and very...
You don't know me.
Jailhouse. What's the name of the song they're kind of mocking up? Jailhouse?
Rock? No. Something like that.
Whatever.
Like, she had it coming.
She had it coming.
She had it da-da-da-da-da.
So they're all given black sequined looks.
They all look good.
They do look good. I would... My only thing is because I'm being like nitpicky because this is where we are. Compared to the variety of looks that we got from the other cast for their music look to this.
I know. But once again.
Yeah.
I feel the rap allowed for more variety.
Truly.
Whereas
yes.
This is like, this is fucking Fosse. You have to be. It's a very specific.
I agree.
Specific thing.
I agree. It would have been distracting if they were a bunch of different costumes.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been Fosse.
No.
Aiden's look
looks
is,
great.
She, yeah, I want her. I do notice her lower half looking strange.
I mean, yeah, that's a how do you describe it? A long crotch.
It's a long crotch, which means the tuck could be better. And then, like, you can kind of see,
like
the edges of her leggings, which was not great. But she looks good. Her eyes look cool. I like her makeup. The padding's suspicious.
And I liked her number. Like,
oh, yeah.
I thought she really brought it.
Really good face. Delilah Sun. She's doesn't give enough.
No.
She doesn't give, like, levels in the performance.
Right.
She needed more. And I do think her face needed to look draggier. I can, like, her face just needed to look draggier.
Yeah.
I'm almost getting a little bit of, like, 5 o'clock.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm getting something. Dahlia, she didn't give enough.
Yeah.
She didn't give enough. She was good, but as they say, like, you know, if there was a bottom two, she'd be in it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And then next we have a solo from Jada, which was incredible.
Great.
She gives
she's
levels.
Fucking fierce.
Energy. And she's like, I can't dance. It's like, yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you can.
You absolutely can dance.
Oh, that cute.
I thought the choreography was great,
I
too.
Did, too.
They
I
did
impressed.
Awesome.
Yeah, they worked their asses off. Just like, I mean, anyone in this works their asses off. Next comes Jan. I mean, come on.
I thought Jan did great.
She does a handspring. She does a cheerleader thing referencing her name.
And it was still, though, like, in the Fosse, like...
She fucking killed it.
She destroyed it.
She hit every beat, and then she sang, and it gave me chills. I can't believe
that. I can't believe it at all. And it does feel like it's that kind of, like, wow, you're coming at me with a lot of energy, where it's like, well, what do you want?
It's that weird thing
what
where, like...
What do you want?
Sometimes when you're good, they, like, almost, like, just neg you a little bit.
For sure.
Because they're like, you're going to be here a long time.
Yeah.
We can't just be like, you're amazing!
Yeah.
Yes! Because then it's like, where's the storyline?
Yes. True.
Yes, true.
True.
Rock'em does a big old character from Looney Tunes.
Hey, she. Which, like, I think that's a smart move because she was even saying, she's like, I'm not really a singer.
Right.
So I'm going to hide it behind a character. Like, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think so. I think, like, there was a way to make this better.
Yes.
You know, it's like, if either of, we could just be like, this is funny, but I think it could be funny to give us some of that character and then give me your real voice, too.
True.
Especially in a verse like this, because it's not about, it's not
right.
like a sketch. We don't need you to give a whole
like,
character.
We want
to
know you.
So it would have been, I think, sharper to be like.
But also, Fosse, like, you don't have to sing.
No.
You could just be like, here's my thing to do. Or like.
Yeah, I thought the fart didn't work. It didn't help the piece.
No.
It didn't help.
It was so distracting.
It was distracting.
Oh.
It was distracting.
Yes.
It was hats on top of hats, and it was just like, huh? I wasn't able to clearly know what the thing was. What was her inspiration?
And if that's going to be her thing, I'm like, I fart a lot. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't give a fucking shit. And like I said, I think farts are funny.
I know, which
but
is so why like, this didn't
to
work.
Like, I don't know. Okay, Sherry's going.
Sherry did terrible. Her verse was not funny. Mm-hmm. It was not
funny. I know,
funny.
It was like, I eat high calories.
She just says gluten free and gives a face. That is so fucking late. That is the latest, lamest shit I've ever heard.
It's pretty hack.
It's hacky. It's not fresh, and like, we love it.
Yeah, everybody's gluten-free now.
Yeah, it's not funny. Uh-uh. Get the fuck out of here. Was my opinion tainted? Probably.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Absolutely. But with every right.
With every right.
With every right, it's tainted.
Yes.
Fuck her.
You monster. Bullshit.
Bullshit.
So we have our runway now. The runway is Tool themed.
Tool!
Aiden gives this sort of spooky neon old Hollywood night
gown. I like this look.
This is good. This is her best look by far. Which
a
is
new
probably.
Wig.
New wig.
That's fun.
Neon green.
Yeah,
bedouin.
I like it.
It's good. She's very snaky still, but I love it. This is good. This was great. This is a good time to be her best.
I'm in.
Dahlia Sin.
I like this look.
Carrie Diaries.
Very Carrie Diaries.
Very. And it's like good. It could be better.
Yeah.
Because like the Carrie Diaries, it was like kind of if Carrie wasn't ready to be Carrie Bradshaw yet.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah. Yep. Ooh, okay.
Like the,
still figuring it out.
A little bit of, there's a lot of exposed chest, which could work, but it also gives me less of the fantasy.
True.
I do like how 80s it is, though.
I do, too.
Yeah, that's
the
cool.
The wig was really great in the 80s.
The boots were pretty sickening and gigantic and
yes.
huge and buckled. Jada Essence
great.
Hall.
Beautiful.
Stunning.
Beautiful.
Yellow princess.
Short but long.
Short but long.
Short in the front, long in the back. A mullet of a dress.
This is how you do a mullet, folks.
This is how you do a fucking mullet.
Her hair
Beautiful.
Is moist.
Yeah, it looked so moist.
So moist.
In the best way.
You still get shape. You get her amazing shoulders. It's all perfect.
Yep.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful look.
It is beautiful.
Ah.
Jan.
Tool.
Tool, tool.
Tool, tool. Very smart. This little move of just kind of hitting the light with a little wrench. Very funny.
Looking bothered.
I love this look.
Still being gay enough to not know how wrenches work.
I love this look.
I love it. It's handyman, tool couture. It's amazing.
It's such a good look.
She puts a wrench in her mouth and she has safety cone earrings. I mean, why didn't she win? Her wig and silhouette's different. Every single of her five looks in the first episode was a different silhouette. What do you want from her?
I don't know. I think you're right, though, of like, oh, she'll go, let's not give her everything all at once.
Yeah.
It's like, why not? She's good. I love this look
Rock'em.
On Rock'em.
I do, too.
I think this is so rad.
Love this Rock'em look. It is huge. It is huge. It is
huge.
Suffocating.
It's so fun. It's got 10,000 yards of Tool.
Yeah, she said some crazy number that I was like, is that a joke? She was like 800 or 900, and I don't know if it's a joke.
It's like half a mile of Tool.
It's possible.
How?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think it is possible, Mono.
I love
half it. Half a mile of Tool?
I don't know.
Nuh-uh.
I love how, I think it works for, I like, I love it.
I love
like,
it too. It's a great
it's
look.
It's too much, but it's great. The color palette works with her makeup and her wig.
Yeah.
I think I would have liked maybe a tearaway moment just because I think it wouldn't have hurt.
Yeah.
And even if she wants to go comedic, it could be fun for her to even tear it off in character.
You know what she should do?
What?
Tear off a piece of it and eat it like it's cotton candy.
We're not asking for too much.
We're not asking for much. Just make a chunk of your dress
edible
into cotton candy.
Or just pass Tool.
And spin it around and give everybody a fucking cotton candy from your dress.
And I also would say if you're going to do that, like, you might as well set up a little, like, circus game stand.
Thank you.
You know, like, carnival games, like, shoot the water into the target.
Rigged.
I want it to be rigged. I want it to go ding, ding, ding. I want her to pull out a counterfeit Mickey Mouse, also obviously known as Mackie Mouse.
Mackie Mouse.
I don't think that's too much.
Not at all. And I want you at the end of the day to take down a Ferris wheel and move to the next town. It's not too much to ask.
This is Drag Race, and these girls came to play this season.
Yes, they did.
Come on.
Love next, that look.
We have Sherry Pie. Okay.
The one whom we shall not name.
No. If you say her name three times, she appears and makes you get zombie married like Beetlejuice. So this look was probably designed by Florence Dealey. I don't know the whole details, but it's pretty good. I like.
Yeah.
The look is gorgeous. The storm cloud wig is cool. I do think the lightning bolts they intersected in a weird way.
They were unnecessary.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we get it. You're a rain cloud.
I didn't want them to cross for some reason. I was like, when you cross the lightning bolt shapes, I can't see the lightning bolt shape.
True.
So like make them uniform. But also, yeah. Yeah, if you slow down the footage. I'm kidding. Great, we have our critiques. This is where I was mad that they were like, Dahlia, nothing subtle. Jan, pull back and simplify. What the fuck do you want from us? It was confusing.
It was strange.
Aiden knows her tuck is bad. She'll improve it. Great
Hell
attitude.
Yeah, she will.
Dahlia's hard to talk to. Michelle's like, what titles have you won? And she's like, Yes. And
like, yeah.
What? She needs to laugh at herself more. Jada's perfect.
Because, like, in her, what's that thing called? Talking head.
Yeah. Meet the Queens?
In her interviews.
Yes.
In Dahlia's interviews.
She's so likable.
She's fun and laughing and making jokes I bet it is nerves. Like, Michelle said that, too, where it's like, I bet it's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first thing, like.
That's it.
It's horrifying.
For sure.
Like, if Michelle Visage asked you, like, hey, Mona, so what shows do you do? Like, there would be a moment
I do an improv show.
Yeah.
About being gay.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I do an improv show about parents' texts.
Yeah, like, I think it was nerves.
Yeah, that would be rough. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I really like that this season they're like, everyone gets an episode.
I do too.
It's cool.
I like that a lot.
You get to show a lot of yourself no matter what.
I like that a lot.
It's cool.
And truly, out of these 13 people, everybody did great.
Everyone's great.
Like, there wasn't a big stinker.
No.
Where I feel a lot of seasons, it's just like, there's a couple where you're like, goo.
Yeah, there's some goos.
Okay.
Yeah, this
get
one
get out
is,
of here. But this one, it's like, oh.
Strong.
This is going to be a fun season.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to call. hard to call.
Yeah, hard to call. And that's exciting.
That is so exciting.
It's going to, it like, because, yeah, that first episode, I was like, fuck, man, everybody's good. There's going to be some real stinkers in this next round. And then it's like, oh, everybody's cool and
bringing it.
Bringing it.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody's cool.
Not everyone's so cool. No, not everyone's cool. Nope. No, no, they're not.
No, no, they're not.
Jan is teacher's pet.
Teacher's pet. I wanna be teacher's pet. Yeah. But also not annoying to me, I'm sure.
No, I thought she was great, but they ding her for loving life. And then Rockham talks about her farts melting off people's makeup.
I'm over this fart shit.
I'm over it. I'm bored.
I'm bored.
Let's go ahead and talk about the lip sync.
Yeah.
Lip sync is against Jada and She Who Shall Not Be Named.
Jada fucking won. Well, I mean, ended.
Ended.
But
she fully
was
won.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, this is fucking, this is call your girlfriend.
Yes.
Like,
good
this
moments.
Is, yeah.
Some fun in there, some stupidity.
Yeah, some fun and stupid, but then also some fucking like, ugh.
Commitment to the motion of the song.
Ugh.
Yes. I did notice something.
Oh, no.
I slowed down the
you
footage.
You slowed down the footage again?
There's a weird part where, like, if you slow it down, they're actually, Jada's really close to Sherry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She pulls out a little clock on a chain.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hypnotizes her.
Oh, my God, she does.
Yeah, and then she basically just starts, like, whispering a lot of weird, creepy things in her ear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hexes. And stuff.
And then Jada submits a short little video to mysterious website.
Jada!
And then gives her an IV of Red Bull. And then it's right back into lip sync.
I can't believe that all happened.
It was weird.
During the bridge. Oh, it's the best song.
So, but you gave a great pitch. You said, like, if you did the song, you would do what? You would pull phones out of your puss.
Oh, yeah. I would constantly be pulling phones out of my butthole and Jiny.
Yeah.
Every time where it's like, it's call your girlfriend.
Call your girlfriend.
Call your girlfriend. Pull
just
phones
we're not asking a lot. Just shove a couple of handsets up your hole.
Just a couple, maybe a whole rotary phone.
Yes.
Maybe one of those old timey where there's an earpiece and you like
ooh,
crank it.
Yes.
Just it's not that hard. Hey.
Hey.
Maybe have a reveal that you are, in fact, Alexander Graham Bell.
Yes.
For reals.
Guys.
That's all I'm asking. It's not that difficult.
Hire an actor. Smuggle them onto this closed
smuggle
set.
Smuggle them.
Onto a closed set by pretending they're a T-Rex.
Duh.
Duh.
That's a great way to smuggle someone.
This is an
We've
artifact.
We've all heard of the classic T-Rex horse.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of Trojans. Wait, Trojan T-Rex.
Jada wins.
Jada wins with every
right.
Every single right. It should have been Jada versus Jan.
It really should have been. And also we know Jan does an amazing performance of it. She showed a video of it where she sings and performs the video of Call Your Girlfriend.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I want to see that.
But Sherry Pie, RuPaul says, you're safe to pray another day. Okay, and then we get that
Predator.
Fun moment back in the workroom where they're like,
yes,
and the girls say meh to
I love it.
The six. Next week, we have some sort of American Idol challenge.
One of those like improvised where there's like, which is bad.
Uh-huh.
They always end up being a shit show because it is like, hey, improvise everything where it's like, no, give people a little bit of structure.
Yeah.
Because these are shit shows.
Yeah. I'm excited for this season.
Pumped.
It's going to be
so
great.
I'm so pumped. It's going to be so good.
Amazing.
It's going to be so good.
So
who's
good.
Who are your top three?
Oh, God.
I know. This is tough because it's early, and I can't even remember a lot of the names.
I'll say Jan, Jada, and
ooh,
Widow.
That's good.
Yeah.
That might be my top three. Wait.
It's a good one.
Ooh, I'm trying to think. Who else did I really like from the first
one? You liked
one?
Britta, who's also in trouble.
I like Crystal Method.
Method. I mean, everyone's great. You loved Heidi. Heidi in Closet.
Oh, because I
get her all the way to the top.
I think I want. She's giving me real. Chi-Chi Devane.
Totally.
Vibes where it's like, I think
Nicole
she's
going to
fucking.
Thing.
She's going to have an awesome breakthrough.
Yeah. And she loves to work.
She's already great.
Yeah, but she loves to work. She's like, I'm not going to go home because I don't like working.
Yeah.
I've already been to the hospital.
Oh, I know.
Before we go, we have some amazing quotes and reviews we need to read. People have submitted. Now, of course, the window is closed to submit your rankings for who you think will go home in what order. Obviously, for the lovely chance to be on the pod.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes. So we have some fun entrance lines I want to read on the pod real quick. From M251R, we've got this season 12 entrance workroom line of, welcome to season 12, because anything less than 12 is unsatisfying.
Oh, I like that. Shit, that would make me intimidated.
Right? We have one. We have another one here of, I'm your long lost cousin, because your family's cheaper by the dozen. Let's go, season 12. Amazing.
I love it.
And then we have some reviews I want to read because you guys have just one I want to read because you guys have been so supportive. Please remember to rate and review us on iTunes.
Got
you. Will you, Betsy?
I will.
You promise?
Subscribe, rate, review.
All of it.
Tell your friends.
Okay, I'll say that this is so nice. Oh, God, this is so nice. I'll just say, okay, this one says, Mono, marry me.
Mono.
A proposal.
Yay.
I'm really new to podcast, and somehow this podcast came up as a suggestion.
Nice.
I'm so glad Drag Race has come back so I can tune in every Monday to hear his excitement about the show. Mono is officially my podcast boyfriend. Lol, keep up the great work.
Mono.
I'm married.
You're married.
I thank
you. Podcast married.
I thank you so much for listening. It was going to be an amazing season.
It's going to be such a fun season. Woo! I'm very pumped.
Before we go, Betsy, what do you want to plug?
Please watch Duncanville. Mm-hmm. Fox Sunday nights after The Simpsons. It's a fun cartoon starring Amy Poehler and Ty Burrell and Rashida Jones. And
it's fucking great.
It's a great show. And
you're on it as a character named Bex.
Named Bex.
And it's you.
And yes. The cartoon character looks... I have that outfit at home.
Yes. It's amazing.
It's really wild.
It's a really well-written show. It's fucking funny.
Yeah, it's
and
really
it's on
funny.
After the fucking Simpsons.
I can't fucking believe it, Mono.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, so please check that out. And then check out, I have podcast one with Mono, We Love Trash, on Patreon,
mm-hmm.
where you got a little taste of it,
yeah.
where we just scream about stuff we love.
We talk about trash.
We talk about trash,
food,
like Papa John's.
Movies. The Room.
Oh, everything.
The Boy.
Anything.
It's a good time.
Yes.
So find us on Patreon at We Love Trash.
Yeah. And then I have one more podcast.
Yeah, you do.
Here on HeadGum.
Yes.
Called A Funny Feeling.
Yeah.
Where me and Marcy Jaro... talk to our friends about their paranormal experiences, and we also listen to listeners' stories, too. It's spooky! That's it. That's
it's
my
the
plug-in.
Best. I'm so excited for this season.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
Kiki with us on the Instagram, at DragHerPodcast. We'll be posting a lot of stupidity and foolishness there.
Yeah.
Till next week. Bye-bye! Nicole couldn't be here this week, but she wanted to give her two cents, which is why we're introducing Nicole to Go.
Okay. Hi, Mono. Hi. Hi, Drag Her people. So here are my thoughts on RuPaul's Drag Race season 12, episode 2, where we meet the second half of the queens. Okay. So Sherry Pie. Oh, my. I cannot believe that they didn't, like, edit her out more of the episode, knowing full well that she's not the nice, she's not a nice girl, you know? She'd be catfishing. That's not right. And, you know, I guess I have more to say about that, but like, yeah, it's not great. But okay, let's do the entrances. So, Rock'em Sock'em. We got to move on. Her name is Rock. I thought her entrance look was cute. I thought she did a little too much in the workroom before other people arrived. And I was just like, girl, I guess you're entertained by yourself. That's great. I love it. And then we got Dahlia Sin, who comes in a denim fantasy. Her makeup is beat. She looks good. And then we have She Who Must Not Be Named, who walks in a pie outfit. I would say it's cute, but she's not for me. Jan, I love Jan, a.k.a. used to be Jan Sport, but I guess copyright issues said no ma'am. But she comes in an athletic sequined look that really gagged me. I thought it was cute. I thought it was very Jan. I've seen her perform in New York, and she's great. Okay, then we have Jaden. Does Jaden come in next? Yes, Jaden. Jaden is everything. She is stunning. This gown, the turban, the hair off to the side, the shoulders. This bitch has shoulders for days that she is serving. Her paint is everything. Her lashes are everything. I love her so much. I think she's stunning. I think she's funny. I think she's a whole fucking package, and she makes me wet. And then we have Aiden. I did like this entrance look. I thought it was cute. I thought it was very her. It looks like she got a little pussycat wig on. We got some latex with some brocade. I like the colors all together. The earrings, simple, cute. I'm here for it. So the girls figure out there's other girls here. It's a real mystery, like Clue, a whodunit, who been, who already done have her sis. And we had Kimchi as Anna Sui. I think I'm saying her name right. I loved that. That's fucking adorable. So then we have the runway. We have coming to the runway, runway, runway. We have people. Okay. Oh, Rock M. Sakura. That's how we say Rock's name. I think Rock is the first one who stomps down the runway. Yes, she is. Spring 2020. I love these little Afro puffs. I love... I can't wait to see her paint differently. I'm like really excited to see that. But I love this anime look. I love the reveal that she drew it herself. I really like it. I thought that was like really cute and fierce. And then we have Dahlia Sin and this lime green fucking number with this orange hair. Yes, bitch, you better fucking work. And then we have She Who Must Not Be Named. She walked down the runway. And then we have Jaden. Oh my God, stunning, 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 stunning. Florals for spring. How original. But guess what? It is original. We got a plea plum. We've got a fish fucking thing. I think that's what it's called, like a mermaid skirt. I fucking loved it. She hit her titty on the way out. This bitch is everything for me. Aiden, okay. Aiden, we got rain droplets that turned into a sunflower on her head. I'm here for it. I think it's cute. I love the mod boots. I think I miss Jan. Yes, I did. I miss Jan. I love Jan stomping. I love this like jeweled floral skirt with this corset, and I love a puffy sleeve. Very Marie Antoinette. I fucking loved it. All right, stomp, stomp, Rock's back. I love this. I wish it was fitted a little bit better and maybe steamed, but I think it's really cute. We got these koi fish fantasy. We've got this little beret that's very cute. The hair looks great. I like Rock. Okay, Dahlia Sin, my fucking god, you little minx. Oh, yes, give me black fur. Yes, give me see-through in between the fur. Give me the little squiggled baby hairs. Yes, bitch, yes, stomp, stomp, stomp. Oh, she looks sickening. She looks so good. And then we have She Who Must Not Be Named. She walks down the runway, and we're going to wait for her to leave. I will say, it's a cute look. She's truly who Mimi I'm First was trying to be. Okay, Jan. Yes, Jan, you better give me the crocodile. Yes, the alligator. The green alligator. Yes. I would not throw you back in the swamp, bitch. I would keep you as a pet. You look beautiful, stunning. Okay, Jaden, my fucking god, fashion. fashion. That is who Naomi Smalls is talking about when she keeps saying fashion, because she looks so fucking good in this lilac lavender number, and the fur, I can't even handle it. And then I really like Aiden's look. It looks like she went into grandma's house. She said, you no longer have a couch or curtains because I need to make an ensemble. And I like these little leg warmer thing, boot things that she had going on. I thought it was really fucking cute. Okay, so then they have to do a Fosse number. Some queens don't know who Fosse is. I'm looking at you, Dahlia Sin. I loved it. It was very funny to me. And they do this rehearsal where they kind of like really fall apart. And let me tell you, the editing gagged me because I was like, this is going to be a mess. I cannot wait for Ru to yell at these queens. But it turns out it was like pretty gag worthy. It was like pretty good. Also, I love them getting out of drag, and everyone's like, a little bit of trade. Rock apparently has some muscles in a good little bit, so that was nice to say. And then Rock was supposed to choreograph, and I was like, okay, great, let's see this. But then we find out later that she, like, doesn't like being in a leadership position because her mom did meth, and her mother said that she did meth because of her. Oh, my God, how could you? Oh, Rock is so cute. I'm now on board with Rock. Okay, so then they do their numbers. I will say, Aiden, I thought, really killed it. I really, really fucking loved it. I loved her lyrics. I thought it was smart. She really did look like Sally Bowles from Cabaret. Dahlia Sin, I do think, seemed maybe a little nervous, but I do think Fosse is a little bit out of her comfort zone. She said she's like a Banji girl, so she probably does more hip-hop numbers and shit like that. I watched her do something on Instagram with Doja Cat that was fucking incredible, so I think that's more of her wheelhouse, but I still think she did a great job. I think everyone did a great job. Jaden, my God, stunning. I stan. I love her. She looks great. She can dance. She's got long legs. She is that bitch. I fucking love her. And then Jan comes in. Jan is fucking funny. I'm here for Jan. She's a cheerleader, and she threw in some cheerleading moves along with some Fosse moves, and I'm here for it. Rock is doing a lot of different stuff than everybody else. It seems like she's in a different number. But I will say, she was very funny. I didn't mind the fart joke. I thought it was funny. I think she really was showcasing what she thinks her comedy is. And I'm kind of here for it. It's silly. It's fun. And then She Who Must Not Be Named, she comes and she does something. And then let's talk about their looks. Okay. And the number's almost done. I will say about the number, it was really well done. And I think there was more choreography in this one than in the first episode with that bitch. So, okay, the runway. Let's see it. Okay, Aiden Zane, what a treat. This fucking tulle lime green fantasy. Still very true to her, but like soft and pretty. And I really like it. I think it's stunning. Dahlia Sin is just, she's gorgeous. She is so hot. These boots are sickening. These thigh-high fucking boots, this red on her skin looks, she's fit. She looks so good. Jaden Essence Hall, my God. This yellow looks beautiful on her skin. Her makeup is stunning. She is stunning. She truly, I said it before, she is that bitch. I love her. I fucking love her. Jan is funny. Jan Tool. Construction worker, brought out a tool, double entendre. We get it. We love it. You are a smart queen who's done her homework. I love it. Put that tool in your mouth, bitch. I love it. I think it's great. I mean, all of these looks are great. I love Rock. Rock's outfit truly is my everything. Like, I love a drag queen who said, I'm going to put on 100 more items and that's it. Okay. And then we have She Who Must Not Be Named. Whatever, whatever, whatever. I agree with, like, the judges' critiques, and I honestly don't agree with the top two. I don't think it should have been She Who Must Not Be Named and Jaden. I think the top two should have been Jaden and Jan. I think Jan did really well. I thought Jan had some stunning looks that were a little overlooked. But other than that, Ru looks stunning. I fucking love this white curly hair and this palm tree fucking fantasy she is serving. And her makeup looks like a fucking sunset on a beautiful vacation. You guys, I'm very pleased with this episode. It was very fun. What a goddamn treat for everybody. I think I'll be back next week because I'm in town. All right, Mono, I love you so much. Bye, baby.
Spill a rat to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.